Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Grant and I'm Partnerships Manager here at Digital Construction Skills. And today I am thrilled to be joined by Porrit Geraghty from Skillco. And we're here to find out all about training management software. You know, what is it used for and why construction businesses and SMEs would want to use it. So you're very welcome, Porrit. How are you?
Great, thanks. Great, Chris. Thanks for having me. Thanks, delighted to be here with you today and looking forward to chatting all things training management and letting people know what we're doing here at Skillco.
Well, we're all very, very delighted to hear all this, Porrit, because I think it's a really quite an innovative solution you've got there. So I'm just happy to have you on board just to tell us a bit more about it so people can understand a little bit more what's involved with it, you know. So, Porrit, just before we get into the platform and things like that, then let's just tell people who you are, you know, what your role is and a little bit about Skillco as a company.
Yeah, super. So thanks again, Chris. As you mentioned, my name is Porrit Geraghty. I'm a senior account executive here at Skillco, so leading out our commercial team. And for those of you who don't know, Skillco, essentially, we're a software company. So we work with companies predominantly in the construction, utilities sector, and some engineering and manufacturing companies as well. And really what we are is a training management platform, but we're a full kind of resource training compliance management system. And we've also just released our latest feature, which is allowing you to do digital inductions, onboarding, and LMS, learning management system. So I suppose really what we have now is it's a kind of full 360 kind of platform that allows you to reduce your manual administration involved with tracking and managing your training. It allows you to ensure 100% compliance right across the business with your direct staff, with your subcontract, etc. And now with our latest feature, as I said, Skillco Learn, you can reduce hours and hours of time that's wasted kind of on manually inducting people, and it allows you to kind of deliver your e-learning courses or toolbox talks online as well to your staff. So we're lucky, we're delighted. The last couple of years we've been working right across the UK and in Ireland, and working with some really strong clients, likes of Roadbridge, Gallagher and Taurine in London, two keystone companies there, Kelpre, PJ Hegarty's in Ireland. So we're delighted that we've been able to kind of show that the product works and is validated with some big clients like that right across the UK and Ireland.
Fantastic, Porrit. You know, was that kind of the initial problem you identified to prompt Skillco to start up the business? What the kind of things that you identified as the key issues?
Yeah, I suppose that's a key word you mentioned there, problem, and that's why Skillco exists, because it's solving problems for companies. Our founder, Brendan Maloney, Brendan has a health and safety background, and then he worked in kind of senior operational levels with construction utility companies in the UK and Ireland. And in those roles, the same issues kept coming up, the same problems, trying to track the your training, trying to find out if you're compliant or not, trying to, bid for tenders or works, trying to gather that information about your staff capabilities or your resources, compliance was a constant pain, was taking hours at a time. So it was a real problem that he was experiencing every day for the businesses he was with. And then search the market, was there anything out there? There was nothing out there that was solving that particular problem. So as a result, Skillco was born and created. And that's the, the big thing that I love about Skillco, that it is solving this problem. So, it was founded with bringing a lot of market research out there with a few key clients to make sure that the product worked in the way we wanted it to work. And I suppose, thankfully, in the last kind of 3 or 4 years, we've been able to see the development of that product by getting clients on. We're now solving those problems for them, and we're ensuring that kind of 100% compliance, reducing that time in admin that Brendan was experiencing. And now, again, with the latest features is that, being able to induct and onboard staff. But I think that the great thing about it as well is, obviously, it does solve problems, but it's saving companies money as well. I think that was a big thing for Brendan when he was in his job. This was costing the business he was with time and money. And that's what at Skillco we want to do. Obviously, there's a financial cost to bringing Skillco in, but we're not software that costs a business money. And I think that's a big thing that we want to get out, to soften the perception with software, maybe particularly in construction or utility sector, that it costs a business money. Yes, there's a financial cost to it, but ultimately at Skillco, we save the business money because we're solving the problem for it. We're giving back time, we're saving money, and we're ensuring your compliance. And as I said, solving problems, which is always the most important thing.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you say that about you, you felt that, you know, as a business, you felt the pain yourselves by working in an industry. And it's great to see platforms getting developed. You know, I come across more and more platforms like yourselves who, you know, you've actually been there on the ground and experienced it yourself.
Exactly.
And done, actually, the best thing about it is you've actually went and done something about it instead of wondering about it. And I think that's great. So, brilliant. So, Porrick, just take us through the key features of the platform then. Just take us through it. How does it work and what does it do then?
Yeah, so does. Like we've loads of features on the system, Chris. And again, I suppose I could talk about features all day long, but again, all those features go back to that point you were saying about that they solve problems. So we have features like we have staff profiles where all your staff information is on it. We have a contractor portal for sharing information with subcontractors or with main clients. We have an ability to bulk download. So again, if you're doing tenders or emergency response teams, you can bulk download certs in a couple of seconds. It's something that normally would take a couple of hours. And again, like something like our matrix. So again, a lot of the companies we encounter, their training management or their compliance is all stored in something like Excel. So again, Excel is a good tool, but what we've developed is a fully digitized automated matrix. So it automatically updates when the information is put in the system. So it's taken away huge amount of manual input and ensuring the data is correct. You're ensuring compliance because all the information is correct. The software won't let you put in the wrong information. So that's a really strong feature that's solving a lot of problems for our clients. We've the teams feature as well. So again, a lot of businesses struggle being they might have multiple Excel sheets across different departments or sites or projects. Again, in Skillco, you can segregate through our Teams feature. And then I suppose the big new feature is the one we've just released, which is that a Skillco Learn. It's our inductions, our onboarding and our learning management system. So that's a real game changer for a lot of companies. It's something we've kind of built on feedback from existing clients and what clients have said they'd like. And that, again, allows you to, you know, at the minute, a construction company might have someone, you know, 10 new starters coming in on a Monday morning. You have to spend 2 or 3 hours getting their information. It's all on paper. You have to induct them in a classroom environment. Again, that, you know, an hour or two. All this information is on paper. And then you've got to take that away, go in, input that, upload it, send it out to the relevant departments. So that's a huge amount of time that's taken out of it. Whereas now with Skillco, you can send out your onboarding template that's created, ask them to upload information like maybe their CSCS card, their manual handling certs, all the information come in, creates a profile in Skillco for them, and it creates it automatically. And then you can, before they start even, you can send out inductions to them. They complete that. So when they come to site or project or to the office on a Monday morning, they're ready to go straight away. And you're giving back time then to your safety team, your project managers, you're giving back them 2 or 3 hours as well. So that there are some of the key features that we have. But again, I said all the features we've created, there's loads more, but they're all there. They're all based on problems that companies were having and that their features now solve for them.
Yeah, well, as a site manager myself for many, many years, and Monday mornings is probably the most dreaded time of the week for a lot of construction managers or people who do inductions. And it's that whole thing, and it can be a lottery sometimes, guys, with cards, you're photocopying, and by the time you've even got to the induction, you've lost the will to live. And actually to give a really quality, enthusiastic induction or safety briefing can be challenging sometimes, to be fair, you know. And so what you're saying then, you know, just to kind of clarify that, is it, so that would be a case of then, you know, rather me having to, where's your cards, give us your cards, guys, let's sign the inductions and all that kind of rigmarole. Is like, you know, you're saying that'll land in your inbox and you can check it in advance of that induction for Monday morning. So you know exactly, maybe on a Thursday or Friday, right, I've got two guys, three guys, whatever, 10 guys coming on Monday. Here's all their certs, right, you're happy with them. Or you've got any issues, then you can go back and forward to make sure you've got all that. So it's a kind of straight shooty in effectively then, and you're focusing on the induction and the quality message then you have to give out. So, but you talk about the induction then, are you saying then it's some sort of, on, you know, because to me, I'm thinking, is it an online induction or what?
Yeah, so it's,
how does that work?
It's whatever you want. So the platform is there to upload whatever you want. So again, if we're onboarding and said you send out that template to the person, to John Doe or Jane Doe, whoever it might be, they input their information. They might want, you know, bank details or stuff like that. For getting payment, all that information, upload their certs. That creates a profile in Skillco automatically for them with their name, and their certs feed directly into that. The other information, you know, if it's for the finance team or HR, that can be pinged automatically to their email, so they get that. So it takes away that pain for you. And then once they complete the onboarding, you can add the within Skillco as well to complete a company induction. So that might be like company induction or a site induction. Now, to that, you can upload videos, you can add voiceovers in different language, you can add question sets. Right. So again, the person does that, they complete their induction, they have to authorize it that it is them that has completed it. And again, it doesn't let you skip through the videos. There's question sets added in. You have to answer them correctly to proceed. And when all that's done, you get notification through email saying John Doe has completed induction, has completed onboarding, and the profile is in Skillco. And if I log into my Skillco account, then I can search for John Doe and I can see his profile is there, and his company induction has been completed, and there's a self search generation button as well to generate that search. So it really, really streamlines that whole process, and ensures your compliance that before they even come to site, they're compliant, having completed the correct documents, and you have the correct documents in advance. And if anything's wrong, you can troubleshoot it then. You know, if you're not happy with the search, you can ask them then, but you'll have that information before they come.
Okay. So then, well, maybe tell us about some of the examples of companies who've adopted the solution then. You know, what does become possible for them? You know, what are the, you know, from a site level right up maybe to the kind of the administrative level, you know, the health and safety management level. So maybe take us through. What's the feedback you've been hearing?
Yeah, so thankfully it's been really positive feedback from the customers we have, because I suppose it's important for us that anything we say Skillco does, it delivers on. So thankfully we've managed to do that with our existing customers. I suppose what it does, it just streamlines and automates a lot of tasks for businesses, and it kind of really revolutionizes the way they look at safety and training management, because it's looked at as a pain. You know, it really is looked at as a challenge and a problem and an issue, whereas what Skillco is able to come done, it comes in and simplifies that for us. So even, you know, we had a company that had, you know, mountains of certificates in filing cabinets, like, so nothing, it was all filing cabinets scattered everywhere. They didn't know who had what training, they couldn't ensure they were compliant. So we were able to go in and digitize that whole process for them. So they have all those certs now are scanned and stored in Skillco's cloud-based system. Everything is in each individual staff folder. So like Jane Doe has all her training and her on her profile on the system, and any previous training she would have done 10 years ago is recorded on the system as well. So you have a full record of your compliance. They've all their staff segregated by project now. So again, it just completely changed their mindset on allowing them to be compliant and digitizing that process. So that's one example from that side. We've companies then that have, you know, been able to segregate by project managers. So project managers are out on site now, they're trained on Skillco, they can log in. And if Chris Grant rocks up to his site, he can see, oh yeah, Chris has the relevant training, and I can see he can come in no problem, or he doesn't have it, I need to get him booked on training, which he can do through Skillco as well. So that's another example. And then on the admin side, we've another company then that had maybe a very large company, maybe 7 or 8 people on the admin side of things, you know, just constantly doing admin. They were able to take 5 or 6 of those people out of the team, repurpose them into other parts of the business, and then only have 1 or 2 people along with Skillco managing all their training and compliance. So again, there's a range of different benefits right across the business of how it can benefit companies. But it really is just, it's the big thing. It's solving problems and taking away pain for companies, and allowing them to have a just more structured approach. And again, from an MD's perspective as well, the most important thing is ensuring 100% statutory compliance, which, you know, at the end of the day is really important to every business as well.
Yeah, and I imagine it must be really as well useful for, I think, training managers to get, you know, because as you say, it's usually been Excel spreadsheets, training matrix, you know, and try to get project managers to populate them and what you need and blah, blah, blah. You're taking that, you're combining all that, and you're getting an overview of all your sites effectively. You must then have an idea then what training's out of date, budgeting. You know, and again, for a training manager to evidence to actually go to a board and say, look, here's what we need to invest in. You know,
absolutely. It's changed that whole, you're going from reactive to proactive. Absolutely. So again, one of the features, Skillco's dashboard, that gives you a full overview of everything that's going on in the business within the next 3 months, what's going out of date, the person that's going out of date, the site they're on or project they're on, that information can be extracted and that can be sent to the finance team or the board to say, look, these are all the people that need to be trained in the next 3 months. We need to have budget for that. We need to, you know, is it everyone on one site has to be trained? So from a resource perspective, how do we manage that? So it's really flipping it from being reactive, chasing your tail, to looking ahead and planning. And we can do reports. We can look into 2022's training, 2023's, where we can forecast this is how much budget you need based on the amount of training that's expiring in the system. So you can really start getting ahead of the game instead of, you know, I suppose chasing your tail in it. But that's a, you know, it's a really strong aspect of the platform, giving you that ability to change your focus and be more forward planning.
And what about then subcontractors? Can subcontractors, you know, if you've got a supply chain, can they be involved with this process, can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. The end goal for Sealco is we want a community of people. We want to make this, you know, as easy as possible for everyone involved. So subcontract, we have a portal. Like, so again, if you're a large contractor and you've a range of subcontractors, you can set up a link between you and them through Sealco. So we'll give a mini kind of version of a Sealco account to a subcontractor, and they can upload their certs and share it with the staff on their Sealco system. Or again, if I'm Pádraig Éirí Construction, I can use my Sealco Learn feature to send out a request for my subcontractors to upload their information. That'll all feed into the system. Again, if I'm a subcontractor going into a large client, like a, you know, tier one company or construction company, whatever, again, I can use Sealco to give them a link to log into their Sealco account, and they can see all the staff I've shared with them on that project as well. So it's really important for us that, again, it's a full 360 asset encompassing product that, you know, subcontractors, main contractors, clients can see the information quickly and easily. So again, that's the most important thing for us, that it's you're able to get information quickly, easy, extract it if you need, see what you need to see, and do so that in a compliant, and it's all GDPR compliant as well. But fantastic. Yeah, no, it's a great feature, a contract feature, something a lot of our clients have issues with, and it's something that it solves for them.
Okay, well, that was what I was maybe going to come on to next. You know, maybe just take us through, you know, the setup and the onboarding process. You know, how long does it take to get set up? You know, and what are the key things you need? So you want a contractor to get set up and they want to go gung-ho for this now. You know, what do they need to give to you to make it right for them, if you know, to get set up properly?
Yeah. So I suppose it always varies from company to company. But the big thing for us is a smooth setup process. So we have a big emphasis on... we have a full customer support team here and customer success team. So that's very, very important for us, that it's a smooth onboarding process and everything's given to them. So really, we kind of say we give a month to companies, just basically because we don't know what might happen. It can normally happen within a week. We can be fully set up, you know, if everything goes right for us. But really what we need is Excel format. So if they have matrices, training profiles on Excel, we can take that. That creates... the profiles, all the staff profiles, we create their matrix, we create their teams for them. And then it's really uploading their certs. So if the companies have their certs scanned, they can be uploaded themselves, which is quickly and easily. If they're not scanned, then we can offer services packs. So we can help, you know, where we can, an extra cost, but we can help, you know, get all that information digitized for them and get it on system. So we can help with services and stuff like that as well. And then once their account is set up, it's a training then. So we put a really big emphasis on training. You know, if it's the safety team initially, the directors, operational team, project managers, we provide all the training. There's no cost to that. We facilitate all that training. And then it's an ongoing process. So that might be a month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, that all the training is done. But it doesn't stop there. We you know, we have a chat function. If there's any issues, companies come to us. We have a phone number that you call, email. And then we're always like our customer success team, you know, we have a great team there. Emer leads it out, and we're always checking in with clients, you know, is everything okay? Any new features we release the newsletters, and we provide training on the new features as well. So that's a really important aspect for us, because I think particularly with software, you know, you can never put enough emphasis on making sure that it's working for the customer, because if they have questions that's not been answered, then they think it's not working, where it might just be a small thing that we can help with. So that onboarding and ongoing training and continuous engagement with our customers is really important, because I suppose we want a relationship with our customers and our clients. We don't want to be just seen as this piece of software, you know, there's people here, we're a team here that is there to help and ensure everything is going smoothly for them. So that's a big emphasis for us here at Sealco.
I'm just kind of glad you kind of touched on that, you know, because I think that's one thing, you know, we're finding through, you know, as you know, the project we're involved with here is to help small businesses, you know, small construction business, select the right digital tools for their business that will save them time, money and paperwork and admin and stuff like that. But for one reason or another, they're still struggling with maybe successful adoption for whatever reason, and they're not maybe getting the full benefits from that. So you know, what are the typical challenges do you think then a company might face internally, you know, and how do they usually overcome these hurdles? And maybe from your own experience, of you, has there been any resistance, you know, or from the contractors?
I think, as you know yourself, it's always a challenge. Anything new coming in, there can be resistance to change. It can struggle to adapt, whether it's software or it's new processes or it's, you know, anything new, it can be challenging to adopt. So for us at Skillco, definitely the big thing is getting champions, you know, so we label someone champion that will be using Skillco in there. And I suppose that's a big thing for us, you know, through the onboarding process, the training, that we're really fostering a strong relationship with that champion in there. And again, I think it's very important to get multiple champions. So, you know, we have an example of a company there, 400 or 500 staff, construction company, and we've invest a huge amount of time in getting multiple people in the business using Skillco. So we have, I think there's 8 different roles or departments using Skillco. So you have your safety manager, your safety advisors, your training manager, the director, managing director looks at it, their bidding team looks at it, their project manager, site managers look at it. So then, you know, you have multiple champions and you have multiple people in the business seeing the return on investment and using Skillco and the benefits of it. So that's a really important aspect we feel for adoption is getting across multiple people. I think if you've just one person in there that's using the software, they might be a really strong champion for you. But again, there's only one person that's seen the value of it. And if they, you know, if they ever left the company or moved to a different department, then it's very difficult. You're starting from scratch again and nobody else knows the benefit of what you're doing. So getting multiple champions in there and really emphasizing the benefits by different person, because again, it's going to benefit different people in the business. So that's a big thing for us, because you've got to show what you're solving for them and how you're helping them. And again, if it's a decision maker or an MD or whoever, he or she needs to see that this is, you know, giving them a return investment and is you know, returning something to the business across multiple people and departments.
And Padraig, just one thing I pick up on there, because I think that the whole thing is taking everyone with you is and looking at it from different viewpoints, because, you know, I never thought about even that myself, like pre-construction, the bid management stage.
Yeah.
Thinking about all your training, now you've got access to this information now, so you can you should be no less cost, you know, managing the risk and through the process, you know. We didn't think about all this skill set we needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
about training, and that's great, and I think that could be a real big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. We one of the features there, bolt download, that's a huge thing for if you're a bid manager or you're looking at tenders. You might have to extract information for a tender based on certain training requirements that they need to have, and that's something that normally would take, maybe it could take half a day, it could take a day between, you know, trying to search, find that person, find their training, get it, scan it, upload it, send it. It takes 10 seconds max on Skillco, 20 seconds maybe, but that's as long as it takes and you have that information. So again, like they're huge time savings for a business. Like if you calculate that over a year, you know, for construction companies, you know, it's a massive cost saving. And even just as a allowing a kind of streamlined process in the business, it's really kind of efficient, really driving that efficiency kind of agenda as well.
No, it's great. It's that whole right information at the right time for the right people.
Exactly. Which is, yeah.
Exactly what we're, you know, what information management's about. So, great. So, you know, that's one thing I was going to make. A couple of questions left to finish off, though, right? So, one of the key considerations, you know, is interoperability of software. So, we did touch on earlier on about, you know, using Skillco across different, you know, different companies and all the rest of it. But what about, you know, what file format can I export to? So if it's not compatible with Skillco, say, you've got to export. So what can you export? How easy is that?
Yeah. So that again was really important to us and to Brendan and another co-founder, that everything on the system could be exported quickly and easily. Because again, you know, we've had feedback from clients. Brendan, our co-founder, both experienced where it was a piece of software that you couldn't get anything off. It was a nightmare. So everything that's on our system can be exported as an Excel, CSV, or PDF format. So again, I was saying, all those reports about who needs to be trained in the next 3 months, that can be exported out and sent to your MD or your finance department. Again, you know, anything, your certs, I say, can all be bulk downloaded into a zip folder with all your PDFs of your certs there. So that's, you know, again, a really important aspect, that everything can be exported out. Your Excel can still be downloaded, your matrix can be downloaded as Excel again, and as well for sharing information. So again, with our new feature onboarding, where you're getting information, I said, that might be relevant to HR or finance. It was really important for us that that information went to the right department. So mm-hmm. once you receive that information, it'll come as an email to me, to Padraig, if I'm the safety manager, but you can also get that automatically pinged to your, you know, your HR team email or your finance team email. So again, it's allowing you to get the information, as you said, the right information at the right time to the right people. And then other thing, like we can integrate with other systems as well. We can do that. So, but again, being able to export stuff quickly and easily is a big. It was very important to us when we were building the system as well.
So Padraig, what are the key things a business should consider if they're serious about adopting a training management software solution like Skillco?
Yeah, so I suppose there's probably two key areas. If you're a decision maker, or if you're somebody that maybe a champion that really wants this and needs to bring it to a decision maker. So if you are a decision maker, if you're an MD or you're a head of department, or you have budget for something like this, it's really to bring you and your team together to see it. So I think it's really important, even if you're a managing director, to if you had 10, 15 minutes to see what Skillco can do. So you're seeing the return on investments, you're seeing the benefits to it, and you're seeing how it can really work across the business for you. Because we know for the champions, for the people using it, it works. We know that we stand by what we do. So I think if you're a decision maker, it's to be involved in that process and see the development of it. If you're not a decision maker, then if you are, say, somebody like a training manager or a health safety advisor, health safety manager, or somebody like that really likes the sound of this, that you can see something like Skillco takes away the pains and the problems you're having. The main thing, you don't have a sign-off authority on it, the main thing is to get the buy-in from your decision maker. So it really is to engage with them in the process, to try and bring them in again to see it or to see the benefits of it. And I think that's, again, going back to the previous point I mentioned, it's really important for those people that maybe aren't signing off it, that they're communicating that, yes, there is a financial cost, but it's not costing the business money. You know, something like Skillco is saving the business money. It's saving you a huge amount of hours, which is time. It's insurance, your statutory compliance. It's streamlining and automating the whole process. So that's the big thing. And again, we work with those people. We work with a lot of our clients. We create business studies and business cases for them where we look at time save analysis. We look at the problems that they have and how Skillco solves that. So we help with that. Again, it's not left to the person coming to us, geez, I have to make a big business case. We'll help with that because we have the information. We've done it for other clients, so we can give the insight to those. But again, the most important thing is that they have get the buy-in and get the decision maker on site if you don't have authority. So again, we can present it. We'd love to present to a board or an MD because we can tell them the benefits and the feedback we've got from other clients in the same position in the same roles and how it benefits them. So that would be the two different kind of advice that would be as involved as possible.
So Padraig, you're right. You're absolutely right. So it's a senior decision maker buy-in, you know, and the budget holder really need to be on board with it. But that's really helpful as well, I think, supporting digital champions, because that's part of like what we're upskilling, giving leaders the skills they need to become digital champions. And again, it gives us the confidence. We're putting people to yourselves that you're helping them through that process as well, getting them to think about the pitfalls and the barriers. And that's something we're actually going to explore, isn't it, Padraig, in a couple of weeks' time? You know, we're going to do this workshop, and a one-day workshop now on the 19th of October. So we'll get to see the platform in action. But if you're not coming to that, what should people do next? What's the next thing you should do if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so definitely the workshop on the 19th, really looking forward to that. I think if anybody has heard of it, look, check out Chris and Digital Construction Skills or check out ourselves, Skillco, on LinkedIn for information on that workshop. That will be, I think, a really worthwhile event for many people to join. Otherwise, visit our website, www.skillco.com. That's SKILLKO.com. So you can go on website there. You can register for a free demo where we'll take you through the platform, show you how it looks, how it would work for yourselves. Or if you just want some more information, just feel free to drop us an email, hello@skillco.com. Again, SKILLKO. Or just follow our social media channels. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook as well, Skillco. And you'll get loads of information on us there. But again, if anybody does have any interest, so just drop us a line. We're happy to have a conversation to see if Skillco would work for you. You know, I said we have some really strong case studies. We'd love to help more companies in the construction, utilities and engineering sector. So just drop us a line. We're happy to help. And definitely look, check out our that workshop with yourself, Chris, on 19th. We're looking forward to that. So again, Hopefully some people can that are listening today can join that and benefit from that too.
Absolutely. Well, Porrick, it's been a pleasure as always, and thank you very much for your time today. And that's been really useful and a really great overview of the training management software solution and Skillco in particular. So that's been brilliant. Thanks very much, Porrick.
Take care. Thanks, Chris. Thanks very much.
All the best.
Take care.
Bye-bye.